On behalf of Beis Medrash Shari Tvila and the Muncie Nights 8th Beis Medrash, we welcome everyone to tonight's program. Just a few quick words about the Muncie Nights 8th program. For those of you that don't know, every night is a Kol Torah in this Beis Medrash. Many different programs, chavrusas, shiurim, amelas v'Torah. We urge everyone to attend anything that you would like, once a week, twice a week, as often as you'd like. We encourage everyone to join. In addition, we just recently started a Sunday morning chabura in connection with BHI, Business Halach Institute, where there's a chabrusa shach, people learning the chabrusa, hilchos chayshim mishpat, halachas that are relevant to all businessmen on a daily basis, not just businessmen, people that learn as well. There's a shiur after. We encourage everyone to attend. It's from 9:30 till 10:45, which case after that there's a shiur for half an hour. Mi'at Hashem, next week we will be having a new program in connection with the Hakel. It will be a special two shiurim from 10 to 12 Memorial Day, a day when many of us have off from work, an opportunity to chaperayin and learn some more Torah. We'll be having a Pinchas Badner and a Moshe Tov Yalif on the halachas and the hashkafas of brachas for Saint Bracha. Tonight we have a special zchus and kavod to have with us Chashev Rosh Yeshivas, Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita, Abdullah Feinstein Shlita, and Baron Feldman Shlita, to introduce Chanech Atzmai to the Muncie community. Shmuel?
I do not think that Pinchas Moy has to be introduced. Pinchas Moy is an organization that exists for many years. Many, many years. The Chinuch in Eretz Yisroel is the basis of the Chinuch in Eretz Yisroel is the Chinuch Atzmai. That's the Yesod where most of the Yeshivalite come, and many, many are even Mishpoches, they're awake from Yiddishkeit, and the Chinuch Atzmai was a car of them, Lakadosh Baruch Hu, Mamish Mekar Lakadosh Baruch Hu. Today there are many, many Bnei Torah, and they turned over families. It's unbelievable. It has reached such a madrega that the government is partially afraid. Its kananor is growing and growing, and Nebach in Deir Moises is falling and falling, mamish falling. And it seems that this is wrought to such extent that they're trying to get away with helping Yiddish Kinder. Yiddish Kinder, that's what that's the Yesod, the Osir of Kol Yisroel. Yiddish Kinder are the ones that guaranteed the future of Kol Yisroel. So this is actually the problem. The problem is there's such a thing as Asaot. Asaot means that bringing children from distant places where they have to reach only by bus, they can't go otherwise. There are no schools in the immediate area. And to bring this children, there are 22,000 children that are brought by buses every day to a yeshiva, to a school where Torah is taught. And Chas v'Sholom, you lose 22,000 children. You can't imagine. Shachum, Mam Shachum. And this is the matzav. The matzav is that the government helped the schools. They have what they have to do, they have to do. They have no etzer. But this, they found an etzer. An etzer with a teretz that let them go to the schools nearest to their homes. Very good idea, but nearest to their homes are schools that they don't want to go there. They want to go to a chinuch atzmai schools. And that's why they have to be driven. That is the problem. And this is a problem that it costs over $11 million a year, the asaot, the traveling. There are many, many dollars that come from America to help this asaot. And to finish the year, we need $3.5 million to finish out this year, till the end of June. To finish just this year, that's what we owe to busing. That's called busing. But this busing is an expensive item, no shy about it. But you cannot do without it. Chas v'sholom, if you do without it, we don't have the children. The children are the ones that the future of Klal Yisrael. This is the future of Klal Yisrael. And it came to such a degree that we just daf reisen vent, you don't know what to do. Where can we find money for this, for the asaot? It's managed the lifeline. The lifeline of chinuch atzmai depends really on this, because this is the lifeline to bring children to the schools that they are supposed to learn. And this is... We tried all over. But this is a chiyuv, this is a chiyuv, unsere Kinder. They're all unsere Kinder, unsere Brüder und Schwester. Das ist alles unsere eigenes, nicht gefremde. Was Chas v'Sholom, so verlieren this opportunity. That's an opportunity that we can ratave Yiddishe Neshomis. And we have to do whatever we can. This is the matzah. And I'm just supposed to introduce the speakers. So, who is the chairman? Who is the chairman? He backed up.
You too, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, Bez Hashem, in the name of Chinuch Atzmai, I would like to thank this Kehila Kedosha Shari Tzvila, the night side of Beis Medrash, which is known for the Kviya Sitzim L'Toyer, who gives us the opportunity to make the public a seat for this evening. And it's my pleasure to introduce the chairman of the special event, the Rav of Kehila Sateras Rosh, Harav Mordechai Berg Shlita.
Birshus, Roshei Yeshivas, Chashev Rabbonim, Chashev Askanim, Chashev Mishtatvin, and the Chashev Monsi Night Seder. I don't want to forget them. I first would like to partially express my thanks to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that I have the schus to be part of this Heilige Asifa for Chinuch Atzmai. I thought today that Mistama, those who have already white beards, will remember Rav Henoch Cohen 50 years ago when he came to the yeshivas. We were children, 10 years old, and he came with the pushkas. Chinuch Atzmai was in its diapers then. There were no Pampers then even. It was all diapers. And we literally morning at night in the train stations, you were allowed to go from train to train and chuckling the pushkas. I remember no one even complained, even the goyim gave money. And I thought to myself that maybe that's the schus that I have. For everything you need a schus, Rabbi Yisrael, to be a chelik of this chelik asifa, you need a schus, and maybe that's my schus. I was zeicher to live in Eretz Yisrael 30 years, and I was a Rebbe in Chinuch Atzmai 40 years ago, for many years. I knew Rav Shraga Grossbard, that's all. And I understand now why G'dayli Yisrael of the previous day were meisa nefesh for Chinuch Atzmai, that they held that the whole Hatzalah of Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael is only through Chinuch Atzmai. Without that, it would be a churban. Today I see it, not only understand it, but living there and being a Rebbe, how many thousands and thousands of Avrichim B'nai Torah from irreligious homes, how many hundreds of Rosh Kollelim and Moisidis and Rosh Yeshivas from irreligious homes, how many tens of thousands of Bnei Seir who came from irreligious homes are today mamish, wives of Choshev Avrichim. The Mesirus Nefesh from Rabbi Kotel Zatzal. I know for a fact, I lived in Bnei Brak 30 years. The Gevaldige Mesirus Nefesh by Rav Shach Zatzal for Chinuch Atzmai. At every meeting he was there. Oh, we spoke about Chinuch Atzmai. By Rav Shach Zatzal, Chinuch Atzmai was Kodesh Kadosh. Rabbi said, I want to be Mekatze because there's very big people who are supposed to speak here. But just one story that comes to my mind, and I'm sure if Henoch Cohen can maybe add some details. But at one meeting of Chinuch Atzmai, I think this goes back about 15 years ago, there was also a problem with the budget, and I think also with the buses. And when Rav Shach came to the meeting, the Chevre Anholo decided that there's no Eitzah, it just costs too much money, they can't raise the money, and there'll be a few hundred children that won't be able to come to Chinuch Atzmai. And Rav Shach Zatzal got up, and he was furious, and he said, "Hey, I see it, there won't be such a thing." And he says, "I will sell my record, his kapota." And during the meeting, he took off his kapota and started walking out to go sell his kapota. And all the chevre and hola walked after him. No, we didn't mean it. We have harata. And only then did Rav Shach and Shiva come back. Gives us an idea that by Rav Shach Zatzal, Chinuch Atzmai was Kodesh Kadosh. Kodesh Kadosh. Mamish. The whole kingdom of Am Yisrael. As someone who lived in Eretz Yisrael, and someone who worked in Chinuch Atzmai, I look at my Talmidim 40 years ago that were came from the, they weren't from Mechalei Shabbos, the families. And today, Achoshev, Achoshev, Avreichim, Bnei Torah. I know I just like to hear one thing. I know that the Olam knows that the Matzid is not easy today. But I want to say something over. B'shem Moran HaRabaguin Roshtei Manshlita, what he said over a year ago when a few Balabatim came into him and told him, what more can we do? We're already giving a Chaymish already. And the Matzav is there in Tzorchei Amcha Merubin. And Roshtei Man told them to go back to America and tell them that if after 120 someone will come up Hashemayim and they will tell him, had you give more than a chaymish, had you give so much money, had you give 90, how did you give 90% at tzedakah? Tell them that Rav Shteinman told you to give. That the whole din of chaymish is only for tzedakah. For Torah, there's no shir whatsoever. The Rabbi said there's no shir whatsoever. And that's why when we hear Rabbi said this Heilig Asifa, of Chinuch Atzmai, that Gdolei Olam from the previous generation were Miyasid Chinuch Atzmai. And those who remember the Mesirus Nefesh, I think one time someone donated money to Rav Aaron Kotler, Zatzal, and he put the money in his wallet, and they asked him, how do you put in your wallet? Maybe it'll get mixed up. And he said, the only money I have in the wallet is Chinuch Atzmai's money. And that's how we have to look at Chinuch Atzmai today. We have to leave this Asifa knowing that the kiyum of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael is depends on Chinuch Atzmai, and that's our job here today. And we have to go with Mesirus Nefesh. This Mesirus, I was once by the Steitler Zatzal, and he said, we asked him for a bracha for Mesirus, for Siyata Dishmaya. And he got up and he said, he gave out a screen, those who remember how the Steitler used to talk. He said, Oyb sedo Mesirus Nefesh, yedo Siyata Dishmaya. Oyb sedishdoke Mesirus Nefesh, there's no Siyata Dishmaya. And that has to be the Tzad this evening. That we should leave here knowing that we have to be Meisa Nefesh from Chinuch Atzmai. With all the hardships, we all know the hardships and the tzrachim of Am Yisrael here in America. But we know that the kiyum of Am Yisrael depends. Choshev Mishtafim is a tremendous chus and a kavod for the city of Muncie that we have three G'dayli Rosh Shivas here with us. It's a chus for me to be Mechavet, to inspire us with different chizuk, Rav Aguin, Rav Aaron Feldman, the Rashi of Nei Yisro, Shlita, with different chizuk.
בשוס מורונו רבונו רבי ישראל בשוס הכל הנכבד הזה I recently got a letter from someone from Muncie. I don't know who he is, but just know his name. And he asked me the following question. Interesting question. He said, Dinas Yisrael was founded by people that weren't Mekabel Torah. Didn't plan to keep Torah. They didn't want Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael to keep Torah. They wanted to uproot Torah. How did they have such a siyata d'shmaya? Banish Leilam benched them. Nisim, Muhammad, Banish Leilam, there was such a unusual occurrence when all the nations of the world, for the only time, the first time in history, got together at the UN to agree that there should be a state of Israel. Obviously, Hashgacha Pratis was there. Why did the Rebbeinu Shlom want there should be a state led by a non-religious people? Doesn't that prove that it doesn't matter? I answered him, I think a very important approach to this whole idea. The derech of the Rebbeinu Shlom is that when people want to do averus, and Klal Yisrael wants to do averus, he lets them, gives them the chira to do as they want, so that they should find out on their own that they made a mistake. They should do tshuva. The Rebbeinu Shlom helped establish the Klal Yisrael in to make a Medina that's not religious. Religious or anti-religious. Until this day, many of the leaders are anti-religious. Why did he do that? Because he saw the Klal Yisrael as a result of Medinas Yisrael with the Tshuva. They thought that having a culture like all nations would end anti-Semitism. A failure. It added anti-Semitism. They thought having their own army would solve all military problems. It started, the victories began in Intifada, which tanks, airplanes can't squelch. There's no way to win the war. They thought that by making the culture like the culture of the nations of the world, the Jewish people would be saved. Hatred from the rest of the world, they become more hated. Obviously, it was a failure. The whole movement was a failure. And obviously, the only thing that works for Klal Yisrael is still. When parents don't want to send their children to non-religious schools because there's violence, children come to school with knives, there are drugs, there's promiscuity. When parents decide that they want to send their children to frum schools, often non-religious parents want to send their children to frum schools. When schools, public school systems begin to crumble because of lack of students, and frum schools grow, a 20% increase, I think nearly every year, of the amount of students in Chinuch Atzmoi. That is because Klal Yisrael is doing tshuva. Klal Yisrael is recognizing that Torah is the only salvation. There's no salvation for Klal Yisrael, no solution for the Jewish problems, only with Torah. There's nothing else. And this is happening before our eyes, now in Eretz Yisrael. Religious parties grow, The executive party shrink. They grow in power and grow in numbers. The only thing, the resistance of the government, of those in power who are anti-religious, becomes even stronger. For example, children want to send their children, as she just mentioned, to religious school. So all kinds of laws are made, regulations, rules, within the law, as it were. You can't bus yourself, pay for buses if you're out of your school district. You must go to the non-religious school within your school district. These are laws which are just made to hamper Pen Yifritz. The only answer is, this is the solution of Klal Yisrael, the solution of the Tzavos in Eretz Yisrael, the solution of Ahmadinejad, the solution for the Tzavos, for the anti-Semitism, the Intifada, all the Tzavos, there's one solution. The Torah tells us what the solution is. Torah, Ribui of Torah. Ha-Choreim, why is Har Sinai called Ha-Choreim? Shemimenu Yotzo Churban Olam. If we don't keep Torah, if Klal Yisrael doesn't keep Torah, there's a Churban to the world. Nothing works. Our families don't work. Our societies don't work. Our nations don't work. Nothing works. There's a breakdown. Whatever tzavos we have is a result of a lack of Mesilas Nefesh v'Torah. And now we have an opportunity for the Klal Yisrael and Golos to take a share in this movement of tshuva of Klal Yisrael. Because if 22,000 children go to a cheder, that means 22,000 families. And these families have children. It's a revolution. It could be a beginning of a revolution, and it's already a revolution. We can have a share in that revolution. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wants us also to take a share. He made it possible for non-religious people, anti-religious people, to take charge of the destiny of the Jewish people and to fail. And to show everyone that it's a failure, that only Torah will be successful. And we have a classic historic opportunity to take share in this. This is, you know, the famous story with Rabbi Avraham Kalmanovich, the Chaim Lavrocha. He was raising money. Rabbi Ratzol and a gabbai told him, you can't let him speak. And he says he just wants to say one word. Literally one word. I said, one word? What can you say in one word? Just let me speak one word. He got up in front of the shul in the west side, a wealthy shul, and he got up and said, Ratavit, help! And he collapsed. Everybody rushed to him and with water, trying to revive him. Finally he got up and he said, one old Jew, everyone gets excited. Everyone runs to help him to save his life. He says, Jews are being burned in Europe and nobody wants to let me talk. There's no more Baruch Hashem. Yidden being burned. But there's Neshamas being burned. Neshamas being burned alive. Neshamas that are being taught in a school system that there's no Torah. They don't know what Shema Yisrael is. The word Torah doesn't exist. Torah is Torah Yachasut, the Torah of relativity. Torah means a theory. That's what the word Torah means in modern Hebrew. But Torah, no such. They don't know what it means. They don't know who Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov were. That's the school system. And the only alternative. There's a chadorim in the big cities, but the alternative in the Orei Asodah in the small towns is only chinuch atzmoi. That's the only thing, the only way that a child can grow up knowing there's a Torah, there's a Ovis, finding out there's a Chumash, and there's a Rashi, there's a Matan Torah. The only way you can find that out is a Chinuch Atzmai school. And this is how children grow. I had a next door neighbor that I mentioned once. He's a Dayan. A Dayan. One of the Botei Din, the Choshev Dayan, he was picked up by Chinuch Atzmai in Ashkelon, I think. Go to school. His parents were masking because he got free lunch, I think. That's the only way to have neshamas. We have that opportunity of sharing with them, of taking part in that. We have to do whatever we can. And it's only a question of little money. Our own money, getting others to raise money. A movement has to be made here, just like there's a movement there for children, for sending children to Yiddish schools. A movement has to be made here in America to realize that we have the opportunity to share in the kiyum of Am Yisrael. The kiyum of Am Yisrael is at stake. If Klal Yisrael does children, there'll be a kiyum. If not, Chas v'shalom, ha'choyrev shemimena yotzachum lo'elom. That's the mitzvah of Torah. That's how we look at Torah. When we say Kaim Chayene Berech Yemenu, it means that without Teres, Nishtokin Lem, Nishtokin Erech Yomim, that's the only way that we can, Klal Yisrael can exist, Baruch Hashem, American Jewry, Matzliach, in Parnosa, compared to Eretz Yisrael, the Yiddish guy, Yidentum. And the reason America got this Shefa Baruch is to build Teres, and to build Teres in Eretz Yisrael. Building Torah among Chinuch Atzmai has a din, Rabbi Yoshe said, has a din of Pidyon Shvui. It takes Kedimah to Ani Yechu. That's how we have to look at it. We have to look at it as Tzav Ashur, is to take a share in a movement which is a Hatzola for Klal Yisrael. The reason that Rabbi Yisrael created the state of Israel is that these Yidden should do Tshuva, and the Klal Yisrael should do Tshuva, and be marked that the Rabbi Yisrael is behind everything and gave us a Torah, and Klal Yisrael exists with Torah. That's the only way. Shpochu benches all. We should take this opportunity, seize the opportunity, and be matzliach in our ways, be matzliach in avodas Hashem, and everything that we're able to do. Shpochu.
Rabbi said the Roshiva spoke about 22,000 children that we bused to 117 Kiru schools in Chinuch Atzmai from 249 different towns and villages throughout Eretz Yisrael where there are no schools. It's a sakana for these 22,000 children if they don't continue their education, because who lives in the derfer? Our type of mishpachas don't live in the derfer. It's all Mesorati mishpachas or Balachuba mishpachas that are just coming around. Number one. Number two, if these has to show them, these 22,000 children fall out of the system, half of the Kiru schools would have to close because they wouldn't be able to put together 20 kids in a class, and they wouldn't be able to have 200 kids in the school, so the school should be recognized as a unit. I want to tell you just one story. The year before Shargi Grossbar passed away, he was here in America. We went to visit a Jew on the west side. He told him, there are four Balei Tshuva in a town called Or Yehuda, and they want us to open up a kindergarten there for them. The Jew lived in Eretz Yisrael before coming to America, and he was capable of giving the money, and he knew the matzah, and he laughed. He said, in Or Yehuda, a Jew with a beard doesn't walk on the street over there. That's the Babylonian mafia. Who's going to go to school there? And he didn't give the money, but he asked his cousin in Tel Aviv to go to Or Yehuda to find out to see what's doing. And he found out that what Rav Sharga Grossberg told him was for real, and there are a few mishpachet and they want a kindergarten. He called me up, "Enoch, I'm making the kindergarten." Then every year he kept on asking me, "Was Herzach in my shtetl? I'll tell you what's doing in the town of Or Yehuda." We started with the kindergarten. 5 years later, Reuven Dessler gave money, seed money, and we started a school there because we were busing 70 kids from Or Yehuda to Yahud. Instead of busing them, Grossberg decided to open up a school in Or Yehuda. Today, in Or Yehuda, 40% of the kids in Or Yehuda of the Babylonian Mafia are going to Chinuch Hatzmoi schools. The last school, we have one school there for those that were Bali Tshuva 20 years ago. One school for those that became Bali Tshuva recently. And now we opened up a school for those that are unhappy with the public school because it's full of violence and drugs and promiscuity. So we opened up a school for them. And the mayor couldn't put together a class of 20 kids and to have 200 kids in the public school, to have regular classes in the public school. He cut off the steam in our school, but Baruch Hashem, we overcame that. It happened only for 1 year that he didn't pay the bills. Reuven Dessler paid them. But now Baruch Hashem, they passed a law in the government that every area is obligated to pay for the Chinuch Hatzmoi schools or for the Shas schools, whatever they pay for the local schools. Rabbi, the budget that we needed originally for transportation was all of $6 million. And we covered it for the first 3-4 years with leasing. But we covered it. The last 2 years, they made new gezeres, so the budget became $11 million. This year we already covered over 7, close to 8 of the $11 million. We're short $3.5 to $3,700,000 to finish the end of the year. And it's a shaila of nefoshes mamish. So Shiva said, "Hatzilu." It's mamish, a shaila of nefoshes. So Shiva, Rabbi Feinstein, told me, "Henach, if you need millions, you have to ask for thousands." And in Lakewood, we made the appeal, and we're making the same appeal here. And that's why we said we're not announcing monies here at the evening, because we need thousands, and we have credit card capabilities, and it can be paid out over the year. Every family should undertake it. Bezos Hashem, with your help, and if each and one, every one of you will not just be a noise, a donor, but become a maaseh to help us reach out in the community. Muncie is a big community today. Moshe David Friedman can't reach everybody himself. He needs everybody's help. The Rabbanim came to a meeting with the Matzah Tarparov and they promised to help us. And I hope we had a meeting this evening now with Askarim upstairs, but we need more Askarim and we need more helpers. Moshe David is in Muncie here and he's following up the campaign, and we have to raise, if not the $3.5 million, at least 10% of it. And it's available and it can be had with your help. Thank you very much for listening to us. And Bezros Hashem, with your help, we'll accomplish that. In Chinuch Hatzmoi today there are 100,000 kids, but there's still 600,000 that Chas V'Sholom don't know what Shema Yisrael is in the public schools of Eretz Yisrael. And with your help, we'll be zoiche that Kol Bonai Limudei Hashem in Eretz Yisrael will be zoiche in the schutz of Tinoi Yisrael B'Shrabon to be in Beit HaMikdos and be in Yishiach Tikeinu B'Meri Yomein Yomein. Thank you. We have some envelopes and some printed matter if anybody wants to take them with them.
upstairs for Myra, because the Manites are next to me. She'll be upstairs.
Yeah. Sorry.